From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. President Obama is applauding the Senate's passage of what he calls a landmark health care bill. And Mr. Obama says he's looking forward to working with lawmakers from the House and the Senate on a final version. NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
President Obama said the bill that passed the Senate this morning includes big reforms to make health insurance more accessible to 30 million people and to hold the insurance industry more accountable. Now that both the Senate and the House have approved their own versions of a health care overhaul, Mr. Obama said the government is incredibly close to a long-sought goal.
We are now finally poised to deliver on the promise of real, meaningful health insurance reform that will bring additional security and stability to the American people.
The president said the challenge now is for Congress to finish the job, and he promised to work with members in both chambers to craft a final version of the health care bill. Scott Horsley, NPR News, the White House.
The Senate has passed a measure aimed at keeping the nation from defaulting on its operations. Today, lawmakers voted 60 to 39 to raise the ceiling on government debt to $12.4 trillion. The measure allows the Treasury Department to issue enough bonds to fund government operations and programs until mid-February. The House approved the increase last week. The chief executives of Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac may get as much as $6 million in compensation for 2009, while the company continues to struggle to regain financial stability after receiving billions of dollars in taxpayer money. According to filings with the Securities and Exchange Commission today, Charles Haldeman Jr. and Michael Williams will each receive $900,000 in salaries, more than $3 million in deferred payments next year, and another $2 million if they meet performance goals. Snow and ice are causing problems for holiday travelers in much of the Midwestern U.S. as major winter storm continues moving eastward. Kansas, Minnesota, Nebraska, and the Dakotas are among the hardest hit states. Gary Ellenbolt with South Dakota Public Broadcasting reports.
Todd Heitkamp with the National Weather Service in Sioux Falls, South Dakota, says the heaviest snow from this storm is yet to come.
The heaviest time frame of snowfall is expected in that 24-hour time window of 6 p.m. Thursday through 6 p.m. Friday. We need to make sure that people are aware that just because the snow has decreased somewhat doesn't mean that it's safe to travel.
Officials in south-central South Dakota say some power lines have fallen due to the storm. A state of emergency exists statewide until further notice. For NPR News, I'm Gary Ellenbolt in Vermilion, South Dakota.
At last check on Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average was up 47 points at 10,513. The NASDAQ Composite Index was up 14 at 2,284. The market closes at 1 p.m. Eastern time today and will remain closed for Christmas. You're listening to NPR News. Prosecutors in Mexico say local police were involved in a revenge attack that has shocked the nation. NPR's Jason Bobian has details.
Prosecutors charged four people in the killing this week of Mexican Marine Melquisedec Angulo's family in the state of Tabasco. Angulo was the only soldier to die in a massive shootout last week that killed the head of the Beltran Leyva drug cartel. Hours after Angulo was buried as a national hero, gunmen burst into his family's home and killed his mother, aunt, brother, and sister. Officials now say the local police were involved in the hit on Angulo's family, along with gunmen from the Zetas. Three men and one woman have been arrested in connection with the attack. They're accused of delivering money and serving as lookouts for the assassins. The actual killers and the police who were allegedly involved are still at large. Jason Bobian, NPR News.
Bombings across Iraq today have claimed at least 20 lives. Authorities say most were Shiite pilgrims taking part in a religious ceremony. One of the first reported attacks was in the central Iraqi town of Hilla, south of Baghdad, where police say two bombs killed at least nine people. Two more bomb blasts went off in the Iraqi capital, one of them killing at least five people during a funeral procession in a mainly Shiite neighborhood. A car bomber has struck Kandahar in southern Afghanistan, killing at least five. The attack took place near the Continental Hotel, which is frequented by foreigners. Police say civilians were among the dead. In another sign of economic recovery in the U.S., the number of Americans filing new unemployment claims fell more than expected last week. Labor Department says applications dropped by 28,000 to 452,000. This is NPR.